Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today is Kyle Lensner. Thanks for coming today, Kyle.
Good morning, everyone.
How much rain did we get on Thursday night over in Clark?
The south and east got quite a bit, but Clark actually was right on the edge, got missed by the heavy stuff, so we got more on Wednesday, on that Wednesday night, than we did Thursday.
How much did you have Wednesday?
I heard right around 3 inches in places.
Holy smokes. That's almost more water than we've seen in the last few weeks, all in one day.
Yeah, too bad we didn't have this about a month ago.
Yeah, that would have been helpful for sure. I was listening to the radio Friday morning as I was doing my pheasant brood route, and they said as of Monday this week, we were 2 inches behind the average rainfall for Watertown, and by Friday morning, we were 3 inches over the average rainfall. So made a big switch there in the moisture level we're carrying around in a couple days. So good to see. I went down to Pelican Lake, responded to a couple calls about maybe some sick seagulls down there. So I went down to Pelican on Wednesday afternoon, and there was probably about 4 or 5, 6 feet of nice sandy beach down there that I walked around to try to find these seagulls. And then I went back there Friday morning, and Friday morning there was about 6 inches of nice sandy beach there. So a little bit of change out there with what our water levels are doing after a couple big rains this week. But we kind of needed that. I don't know about you, Kyle, but there's a lot of sloughs over here in Cottington County that have dried up that I've never seen dry in the 5 years that I've been around here.
Yeah, same over in Clark. Same thing. About sloughs that I've seen for the last 5 years that have had water have now been gone dry. Ones I thought it'd take a little longer than that, but they went dry pretty quick.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see how the landscape has changed. I know there's a couple waterfowl production areas up in the Florence area that have always had water in them since I've been around, and they're both dry both sides of the road, but they've been dry for almost a month already, and the vegetation's come up, and to be honest, it might be pretty darn good pheasant hunting habitat there, and better than it has been the last few years. So there's always a little bit of positive and negative with everything, and we might end up gaining some habitat out of these dry conditions that we've had here the last couple months. North of here, around the Florence area, they really could have used a little bit of rain this week, but I think, again, unfortunately, they missed out on some of that rain. I know the big 5-inch rain that we had here in Watertown, they only got about a half inch out of that deal. So it'd be nice if they could get a big one of these multiple-inch shots of rain like we've been getting here in Watertown. Nonetheless, we will start out with a few announcements, a few things going on in the area before we move into a fishing report. In Webster, on August 17th, they are having a Step Outside event. This is probably one of the last Step Outside events around, other than the one that's happening today in Toronto over in Clear Lake, or in Dual County. But Webster's having theirs August 17th. It's going to start at 4:30 p.m., and there's going to be a hot dog feed at 4:30, and then the event is going to kick off at 5, and it'll last until 8 p.m. on that evening. They are asking that you pre-register by the 16th so they know how much food to have and how many folks to plan for at the event. So if you could pre-register at the Webster office, and that number is 345-3381. As far as stations at this Step Outside event, I know we've mentioned them a couple times the last few weeks, but they do have a couple really neat events there at the Webster Step Outside. They've got turtle racing for one, which is always a big draw. And then they're going to have radio telemetry where they're going to practice finding basically deer callers that are not going to be on deer, but they're going to place them around the gun range, and you're going to be able to practice finding those deer callers with telemetry equipment, similar to how we try to find deer in some of our biology surveys. So that should be really interesting for the kids. And Kyle, I know you've got a couple Hunt Safe classes coming up, if you'd like to talk about those.
Yep, here next week is the Clark Hunt Safe right at City Hall there in Clark. The first one's going to be on Tuesday night. That's going to be from 6:30 to 10 p.m. Then on Thursday night, the 18th, that's back at the City Hall again. That's going to be also 6:30 to 10 p.m. And then Saturday is the final day. That's the outside course, and I think they're going to have everybody meet at the City Hall for that one. And that's going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. All three do need to be attended. It's online, so you can sign up on there if you want to register and have your kid attend. And then the following week, the 24th, 25th, and 26th, is the Willow Lake the Hunt Safe. That's going to be from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. each one of those days. That's going to be right at the Willow Lake High School down there. That's going to be the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And the Clark one, again, is the 16th, 18th, and 20th. So if you're looking for a Hunt Safe course to sign up for, those ones are pretty close to town here. And if you need to get it in before the fall, it's a good chance.
Very good. Not too long ago, you had a step outside event in Clark, didn't you?
Yes.
How did that go?
It went pretty good. We had, I think it was 22 or 23 students show up or kids show up. They had some fun. I got to shoot some muzzleloaders, 22s, some archery, pretty much what we do at most of the hunt safes. And then we had a turkey hunting station there for them to learn how to use some turkey calls and set up decoys and learn a little bit of the biology and stuff. So,
very good. 22, is that a new record for Clark County Step Outside?
No, last year was a little higher, but there were a few other youth events over in Clark right around that time too, so plenty of opportunity over there for the kids to get out and do something.
Good, very good. One more Hunt Safe class coming up in the area. That's in Hamlin County. That's a couple weeks away yet, but there is still some available seating in that one. I know we've had a few calls at the Watertown office wanting to know if there's any more classes in Watertown. There is not, but like Kyle said, he's got two in Clark County that aren't too terrible of a drive, and then this one down at Lake Ponset coming up. But we are nearing the end of our Hunt Safe classes season. We do have some online availability, so if you wanted to do the classroom portion online and then sign up for a field day, there is a field day in Sisseton and a field day in Hecla. So nothing too close for field days, but they are only one day, so you can make a day trip out of it, drive up, finish the field day, and then drive home all in one day there if you want to go up to Sisseton or Hecla for those online field days. But nearing the end of our Hunt Safe season as we get closer to fall here nonetheless. We will talk fishing a little bit here. I guess I'll start off right here close to Watertown. Compesca actually has not been too bad of a fishery here for us the last couple weeks. Talking to some folks who've been able to manage a few limits of walleye on Compesca. A lot of little fish, seems like. You kind of got to sort through those, and really no rhyme or reason to where on the lake they're biting, and not really fishing structure or anything like that that you normally hear of people fishing walleye. Just kind of out in the middle of the lake, pulling plugs around, pulling bottom bouncers with leeches or worms, and just stumbling on a couple fish here and there. But seems like they are catching some fish. It's been definitely more productive than we've heard out of Compesca the last few August. So that's nice and close to town and good opportunity there.
How's the boat launch situation there? I know I swung in there and talked to a few guys last weekend, and they said it was a little difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely very difficult to get in and out of Compesca right now. The city did try to make a few maintenance changes to some of the ramps. City Park was one of them. They tried to fill in a hole there, and I know they tried to do a little work to Memorial Park, and I think it helped a little bit, but they can't help the water level a whole lot. So the ramps are in good shape, but the water level is making things awfully tough. Jackson Park, if you have any boat of any size, you're probably not going to be getting in and out of there. Sandy Shores is still the best ramp available. There's about 3.5 feet of water at the end of the ramp on Sandy Shore. There's just a rock there that is catching a lot of people off guard. It's kind of at the end of the dock, but as long as you stay in your lanes at the ramp, you shouldn't have problems with that. But yeah, definitely, Kyle, there is some issues getting in and out of Compesca. But every day there is boats out there, so they are figuring it out.
Yeah.
Pelican, still not much happening there. Goose Lake, we kind of expected after we got that boat ramp in there that we'd see a lot more traffic, but it just hasn't been real busy. There's some terrible weed growth in there right now. It makes kind of for tough fishing, almost impossible to pull plugs around or bottom bouncers. But there is some folks out there casting a little bit, vertical jigging right in the midst of the weeds, and they're having some success. But fishing just pretty tough out there at Goose right now with the amount of weeds. However, the ramp is in very good shape. We got it 100% completed. We got the smaller gravel in there, and it's looking really good. So I think we've had a lot more positive compliments on the ramp here this week since we put the smaller gravel on there than we did when it was originally built with the bigger rocks. So things are coming along pretty good out there. Dry Lake by Florence, seen a few boats there, not a ton, and still mostly catching those smaller 11-inch walleye. Pretty tough to find some keepers out there. Clark County, Kyle, been busy?
We'll start down in the south, down by Willow Lake there, Dry Lake number 2. Just depends on who you talk to. For some guys, they're having some pretty good success out there, mainly on the walleye. Other guys, not so much, but... the walleye they're getting are pretty decent. They're in that 15 to probably 18 inches, good eater size. And perch, getting a few of those, hasn't really picked up yet, but guys are starting to catch a few down there. So Indian Springs, guys are doing pretty decent out there. Quite a few smaller fish, but they're still catching some decent fish. Mainly walleye. I have seen a few decent catches of perch coming off of there. The perch, most of the ones I've been seeing come off of there are probably under that 11-12 inches. So nothing real big, but some decent sized ones. Then the other hot lake over there would probably be Reed Lake, and that one's probably similar to Indian Springs and Dry Lake number 2 for the catch rate. Some guys are doing pretty good, other guys are having a little tough, but and probably in that same size at 15 to 16, 17 inches on the ones that I'm seeing come off. So
good. Dry Lake number 2, there was a fishing tournament down there last week, and it looked like on Facebook and such that the final weights were pretty good. Did you ever see a results on that?
I haven't, no. I didn't get a chance to get down there for that one, but I heard that they had some pretty decent success.
Yeah, it looks like they did pretty good. Looks like a lot of teams were in the, 6-pound to 12-pound range, with the winners being, I think, over 15. So not too bad for an August fishing tournament out there, and good participation, too. So for the amount of boats that we've seen down there coming off that have kind of struggled, it's nice to see a tournament post some good numbers there.
Yep.
A Hamlin County fishing report. Lake Ponset's pretty much the only thing that's had anybody on it. It's been a little busier this week maybe than the last couple. I think we can pretty much attribute that to weather. It's been nice this week in the 80s and not a whole lot of wind, so there's been some fishermen down there. Fishing success hasn't changed a whole lot in probably the last 2 or 3 weeks. Still having to toss back a lot of walleye that are under the 15-inch mark, but there is some keepers out there. Always, every day you go down there, you see a couple fish over 20, you see some fish in that 18 to 19 inch range, but most of them are hugging that 15 inch line, and a lot of them are going back in the lake. The perch bite has been a little bit frustrating for people. I think they know that the perch are in there, and they know that they're on them. They're just not getting them to bite. So we're kind of waiting around to see if that perch bite is going to pick up this fall, or if we're going to have to wait till winter to get after those perch again. But we know they're in there, just waiting for them to take off. Other than that, the white bass and the crappie bites kind of gone downhill a little bit, so not much action there. But there is some people out there targeting smallmouth bass around the rock piles, and they've been doing very good the last week or so. So Ponset's still a great opportunity to go and catch fish, and there's been quite a few fishermen out there quite all the time. Anything else in the fishing world, Kyle? You been up to Day County or anything like that?
I haven't been up there too much. Sounds like bitter up there from talking to the guys up there. Sounds like that's still about the hottest lake up there. So, and I was up there here this morning, and the guys that I talked to said that yesterday they did pretty decent, but they were just heading out for today, so...
Good. Yeah, it's kind of getting into the slow part of summer. Kind of tough to give everybody a lake where you can go and just hammer on the fish with very little effort. There's just not much of that going on, which is pretty standard once we get to August. We are in the middle of our, I guess not the middle anymore, we're almost near the end of our brood route season. I've had an opportunity to run my brood route twice. The first time I ran it had pretty darn good conditions, couldn't get much better than that. I just wanted to run it again to make sure I got everything counted, and ran that Friday morning. We weren't supposed to have any clouds Friday morning, but we did, so that kind of didn't really make my brood route primary conditions, but nonetheless I still saw some pheasants, and that was right after that big rain, and I saw a bunch of Canada geese in the fields, and even saw some ducks hitting a few wheat fields that had a little bit of water standing in them, so made me excited for waterfowl season, that is for sure. How have your brood routes been going over there?
This year not so good yet, just haven't had those. The days I go decides not to be a very good day to go, and I know there's more pheasants there than what I've seen so far, but hopefully here before that time period ends, I can get some good conditions and see the birds that are there.
Yeah, definitely. I know that we've had a few guys are in and around the office that have struggled with hitting those primary condition days, and we'll just have to see what the counts come back as. So we've seen some, heard some good, heard some bad, and heard some about the same. So it'll be interesting to see how those numbers come back here in a couple weeks and go from there. So we will keep you updated as those numbers come out. With that, we're running out of time here. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Looks like the weather should be good again. And maybe we can get out there and find a couple more fish. Anything else from Clark County, Kyle?
Nope. Look good over here.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back same time, same place next week.